Welcome to Podcast Name, where today we're diving into the fascinating world of document conversion and markdown. If you've ever struggled to get documents from one format to another or needed a simple way to organize your notes, then this episode is for you. We'll explore a tool called Markdown that simplifies this process, along with a bit about its community and contribution guidelines. So let's start by talking about what Markdown actually does. It's like a Swiss Army knife for handling different file formats. Think about how often we encounter PDFs, PowerPoint slides, Word documents, and even Excel spreadsheets. Each serves a purpose, but moving between them can feel like navigating a maze, right? Markdown takes any of these files, yes, including images and audio, and converts them into Markdown format, which is clean, minimal, and web-friendly. But why Markdown? Well, Markdown is a lightweight markup language that's easy to read and write. It allows you to format text without the clunky interfaces of more traditional word processors. Imagine typing up your notes and them instantly being ready for web publication. It just makes life a little simpler. Now let's dig deeper into how it works. The Markdown library can transform a variety of formats. You've got your PDFs, PowerPoints, Word docs, Excel sheets, and more. Picture this. You're in a meeting, scribbling down notes in a Word document, but later you want that content in a more shareable format. With Markdown, you can simply pass your document into the converter, and voila, you've got it in Markdown. I also want to touch on something exciting, contributing to this project. It's not just a one-person show. It relies on a community of contributors. If you want to jump in, you just need to agree to a contributor license agreement. Sounds fancy, but it's essentially saying, I own this contribution and you can use it. Plus, the community maintains a respectful code of conduct, ensuring everyone plays nicely together. Now think about this. How many times have you wanted to submit a suggestion or a fix to a project online but felt daunted by the process? Markdown makes it straightforward. Just follow the easy instructions after submitting a pull request, and you're on your way. Isn't that a breath of fresh air in the world of open source projects? So, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you ever had a frustrating experience trying to convert files between formats? Maybe you found a hidden gem of a tool that eased your woes? Let's keep that conversation going online or even during your next meeting. As we wrap up, remember that tools like Markdown aren't just about tech. They're about making our lives easier and allowing us to focus on the content rather than the format. So, whether you're a student, a professional, or just someone looking to tidy up your digital life, tools like this are golden. Thank you for listening. If you have questions or want to share your experiences with document conversion, comment below or hit us up on social media. And don't forget to subscribe for more insights on tech and tools that make your life a breeze. Until next time, keep it simple and stay organized.